Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we continue to feature individual Motown artists. We'll hear from Jimmy Ruffin, Lionel Richie, Charlene, Michael Jackson, Tina Marie, Edward Starr, Rockwell, and Brenda Holloway. Well, first up, Jimmy Ruffin in a great song, Gonna Give Her All the Love I've Got from 1967, right here on Motown Memories.
There's a train leaving here tomorrow, yeah, and I'll be a free man once again. Yes, I will now. I'm so glad I've served my time. I'm gonna meet that girl that I left behind.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got. When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I've got.
There were times when each day seemed like a year. Yes, it did now. But the sweet things she said in her letters made the time disappear. Oh, yeah. She said, no other arms will I lay hold, cause in your arms is where I wanna be.
So when I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love I got.
Yes, sir.
When I see her, I'm gonna give her all the love.
Your soul. Now this night I stared out my window at the moonlight. Yes, I did now. Thinking about the way I used to hold her tight.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
From beneath
This is the home of Motown Memories.
Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
Motown Memories from Charlene, a one-hit wonder, I've Never Been to Me, reaching number 3 in the U.S. pop charts from 1982. Before that, Lionel Richie, Running Through the Night, number 7 from 1983. And we started with Jimmy Ruffin, Gotta Give Her All the Love I've Got, number 29 from 1967. You found the home of Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we continue to feature individual Motown artists. Well, coming up, a number one smash hit from Michael Jackson, Ben. Well, Ben was a song written by Don Black and composed by Walter Schroff for the 1972 film of the same name. The film, called Ben, was a sequel to the 1971 killer rat film Willard. Ben spent 1 week at number one, also reaching number one on the Australian pop charts, spending 8 weeks at the top spot. The song also reached a peak of number 7 on the British pop charts. Ben won a Golden Globe Award for Best Song, and it was also nominated for an Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1973, losing to a song called The Morning After from the movie called Poseidon Adventure. The song was originally written for Donny Osmond, but was offered to Michael Jackson because Donny was on tour at the time and unavailable for recording. Although Michael Jackson had already become the youngest artist to ever record a number one song, with the song called I Want You Back with the Jackson 5 in 1970, Ben made him the third youngest solo artist at 14 to record a number one hit single. Only Stevie Wonder, who was 13 when Fingertips Part 2 went to number one in 1963, and Donny Osmond, who was much shy of his 14th birthday when the song called Go Away Little Girl hit number one in 1971, were younger than Michael Jackson. Here is Ben Michael Jackson right here on Motown Memories.
Ben, the two of us need look no more. We both found what we were looking for. With the friend to call my own, I'll never be alone. And you, my friend, will see. You got a friend in me.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
That was Tina Marie with Lover Girl, reaching number 4 in the U.S. pop charts from 1985. And we started with that smash number 1 from 72 by Michael Jackson called Ben. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring individual Motown artists. Well, coming up, Edward Starr and 25 Miles. Well, 25 Miles was written by Johnny Bristol, Henry Farquhar, and Edward Starr for Edward's second album called 25 Miles in 1968. The song reached number 6 in the U.S. singles charts and number 36 in the U.K. The song was considered sufficiently similar to a song called 32 Miles Out of Waycross by Hoagie Lanz, if you remember that song, written by Burt Burns and Jerry Ragavi. So eventually they were given co-writing credits to keep it out of court. Interestingly enough, the Jackson 5 recorded the song also, but it was not heard until 1987 with a compilation Motown album release to capitalize on Michael Jackson's great success on the Epic record label. The Edwin Starr version of the song appeared in 2 movies, one called Adventures in Babysitting and the second called Dead Presidents. Well, here is Edwin Starr, 25 Miles, right here on Motown.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com
Swatching.
Calling me.
Brenda Holloway, who also co-wrote the song You Made Me So Very Happy, reaching number 39 in the U.S. pop charts in 1967. Before that, the artist was known as Rockwell, but it was really Berry Gordy Jr.'s son, Kennedy Gordy, and that was Someone's Watching Me. Kennedy did not want his father to know that he was a recording artist because he wanted to make it on his own, hence the name Rockwell. And we started with Edward Starr, 25 Miles, number 4 from 1969. This hour, we featured all individual Motown artists. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.